Hi, my name's Tanner Campbell, and welcome to the Satyr's Minute. Yesterday, we talked about the dingbell, and today we're going to talk about the dingbat. No, that's not true. We're not going to talk about the dingbat at all, because that's not really a thing. We're going to talk about the firbolg. If you're familiar with Irish mythology, then you know of the Tuatha De Dan. And it may also be true that you know of the pre-Celtic race of gods known as the Fomorians. But before the Fomorians, that's right, pre to the pre-Celtic, were the pre-pre-Celtic gods known as firbolg, translating literally into men of the bags. These pre-pre-Celts, I'll call them pre-pres from here forward because it's fun to say that, pre-pre I mean. Anyway, these pre-pres were first defeated by the Fomorians, then later run out of town and country by the Tuatha De Dan. Where did they go? Why, where any pale-skinned, northern-dwelling, sensitive-to-sunlight race of near-primordial gods would go? Greece! And the presumably now much more tan pre-pres were nearly immediately enslaved by the Greeks. The Greeks had a tendency to do that sort of thing, but then again, so did the rest of the world at that time. During their enslavement, they were made to dig up bits of earth and move them from one place to another. Essentially, they were excavators of the land. As they toiled, they sought to make their jobs a little easier and began creating leather bags in which to carry the dirt. And just a quick aside here, there must have been a heck of a PR campaign on their part to avoid being permanently titled dirt bags rather than men of the bag. Maybe there wasn't a Gaelic word for it. Anyway, eventually they got tired of being slaves and moving dirt, and they escaped Greece on boats and returned to Ireland, where they were attacked upon arrival and forced to find refuge on the islands of Aran, Islay, Man, and Rathlin. Three of those islands produce excellent whiskies, by the way, Islay being my favorite sorts if you're planning on sending me a Christmas gift. You're probably not, though, and I'm crushed. In any event, you now know something more about Irish mythology and the dirtbags. I mean, firbolgs.